Talk Shoe. Recorded live.
Welcome, 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 welcome all to another episode of Talk Shoe, the home of the head of the household internet radio talk show. Welcome. Tonight's topic is, if you don't know me by now, you will never, never, never know me, which is that famous song that we all hear, but we don't know how it can relate to our marriage. But anyway, I want to give a praise report right quick to you, Rodney. Last week during open mic, we talked about, it's open mic, it wasn't recorded, but anyway, we talked about pointing out every little thing that the wife does. Remember that?
Yes, absolutely.
And one of our callers, a good friend of mine from Cincinnati, heard that. I'm sorry, from Minnesota, heard that and said that worked for him.
But wow.
Back, and he realized that he was doing the same thing. He might be on the call right now. And he realized that he was doing the same thing. And he had to back down off of it. And he realized that somebody said that you can't change them. You know,
wow.
Kind of got to accept them for who they are and stop shining the light on them.
That's what's up.
Yeah. So, you know, we don't knock it out of the park every night, but, you know, some of the nights we do get it. So that was a good thing. But anyway, I want to fire this thing up, and I just want to ask a question. And I know we don't have a lot of callers on the phone, but has anybody had a motorcycle that they had to give up? Sports car that they had to give up. Nice boat that they had to give up. Traded in for a minivan.
Well, Tony, I'll say that I didn't have to give it up, but I did. I was driving a old beat up Saturn, and you know, it got me to and from work. You know, did the thing, and the wife. This was about 5 years ago, and the wife woke up early one morning and was like, we need to get a new car. And I'm like, for what? You know, I was having a little bit of trouble with my car, but nothing, you know, where I wanted. And the car was paid for, you know, I ain't had no car payment or anything. So I was like, why do we need to get a car? So I had a three-year-old then, and it was just the three of us. So I was like, why do we need a new car? So long story short, this was a Wednesday when she woke up, you know, with this on mine. And that Friday, I ended up buying a minivan.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just like, what in the world am I doing? Am I really crossing over at this point, driving a minivan? And, you know, and it was her car. I don't drive it every day. But, you know, that was not, you know, what I wanted at the time. And, you know, you say like sports car, motorcycle. I guess I had to put those things off, you know, just being a parent. And, you know, it was on the horizon that we, you know, we were going to have more children later on, and we did. So, you know, looking back on it, it's probably a good idea. You know, but, yeah, I mean, I can relate to that where it's like, you know, stuff that I wanted, it was like, no, you know, you got to sort of – I had a car payment that I had to pay every month that I wasn't used to, you know, didn't have in the budget normally. And I had to basically put off some of the things that I wanted, you know. So
sure.
I can relate to that.
So was that like a compromise type deal, or?
Oh, absolutely.
What?
Absolutely. Because if I wanted to get a minivan, we didn't get the one that I would have wanted. Number one, and I didn't want to get a minivan. You know, not really.
Sure. Sure.
I would rather got an SUV or something a little more manly, but, you know, as it goes, it wasn't going to be my car. So, you know, but yeah, it was definitely a compromise, definitely.
Yeah, because I, you know, getting into a marriage, I know that there's the compromise piece. I get that, you know, but it's the get to know me stage. I was talking to a friend of mine who had just been separated for a while from his wife. And when he went back to try to reconcile, he said that he had to get to know his wife again. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that was a pretty profound statement coming from him, because that's a grown man statement. Anytime you have something and then you lose it for a short period of time, whatever it is, or you get your distance from it, and then you come back and say, I've totally lost touch with my wife, and I need to get to know, I need to date her again, makes a whole lot of sense to me. But the question that, why I asked that question earlier, is that because we grow up wanting certain things as guys.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We may grow up and we may put a picture of a ninja bike on the wall. Or we may have that speed boat, or we may have that Porsche, or whatever the case may be. Then we're single, we're making some money, and then we buy it. Then we get to this point where we get married, and then first thing, you know, you got to get rid of that bike. You know, you got to get rid of that. And that's something that we wanted our entire life. So now that we're married, it's like, okay, let's do something else. Let's be somebody else. And I think that that is like, those things, and I know they're material, but those things kind of become a part of us. Don't you agree a little bit?
Oh, absolutely. And I'll say something, you know, like along the lines of, I don't know if y'all watch SportsCenter, but that's something that got worked out of me, and I didn't even know it was happening, you know, because my wife, you know, in college, you know, SportsCenter's on, you know, all day, every day, and, you know, we watched every episode over and over and over and over again. You know, because it was on back to back to back to back. So over time, you know, like, you know, she, you know, we were dating. You know, she's like, I don't want to watch SportsCenter. So, you know, I turn and we watch something that she wants to watch, you know, whatever. And now, you know, to this day, I couldn't even tell you what time SportsCenter comes on. Honestly.
Mm.
I mean, I don't even know what time it comes on. And if it's on, I'm not checking for it because it's out of my system now. You know, whereas before, I'm like, yo, y'all see SportsCenter last night?
Wow.
You know, whereas now, I couldn't tell you the last time I watched SportsCenter, even a few minutes of it. You know, I don't even know, you know, what time it comes on or anything. So, but now, it's like, it's not even abnormal, even though to some of y'all on the phone, that might be like, man, this dude don't watch SportsCenter. Might be a little abnormal, but to me, it's normal. And like I say, the wife didn't, you know, she didn't sit me down and say, hey, I don't want you watching the SportsCenter. I don't like SportsCenter. She just was casually, I don't like that. And then now it's worked out of my system.
So, wow. You just said a huge, major statement just now. It's worked out of your system.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? But that's where I'm going with this. But why is it worked out of your system, man? That's what you enjoy.
Yeah, I have no desire anymore.
You're talking about SportsCenter, man.
I don't know what happened. I don't know what happened. But I have no desire to watch SportsCenter.
Dude, that show was created for guys like me and you, man.
I know.
You know what I'm saying? So, do we settle to keep the peace? Is that what it is? Because it sounds like a settlement. But you didn't get your portion.
Yeah. I'd say basically so. I mean, it's a compromise, as you said earlier. And, you know, with the first compromise, you know, I could see, you know, looking back on it.
Uh-huh.
You know, but, I mean, with SportsCenter, I don't know whether that's a good thing or a bad thing, you know, because I don't miss it, I guess. I don't know. So it's kind of, you know, it is a compromise that.
Driving down your street now.
So, you know, I don't know. But, I mean, I can definitely relate, you know, to the compromise and stuff like that. But I think, like you said, it's more to, you know, keep the peace. And, you know, I don't know if anybody wanted to disagree with me on that or not.
There's not that much peace in the world.
What's up, B?
What's up,
hey, man, it's good. Yeah.
But it's true. I mean, it's not because... See, I believe that certain things like that help us unwind, give us the sanity that we need. Not saying that our wife can't provide that, but as men, we need our own sanity at some point. And if we can get an hour, you know what I mean, just to keep up with the current events of what's going on in sports, after working and dealing with the kids and family and all that, I think that that is our peace time, or whatever the case may be. But it seems like sometimes we get robbed of that too. And this is not a vent session, by the way, but this is just an awareness part of, you know, the topic. If you don't know me by now, you'll never know me. And then we have people that's been married for a gazillion of years, and they have learned to do the dance. You know what I'm saying? Give up everything for the sake of saying I'm a happy husband or whatever the case may be, or I'm the head of my household or whatever that may be. But, I mean, but how far, how, okay, the question was, hold on a second, how far are we willing to go? How far are we willing to change who we are to make the marriage work?
That's a heavy question. You might have to restate that. That's heavy.
Yeah. How much are we willing to change who we are to make the marriage work?
Don't you think if you change who you are, you're really denying yourself of who you are, and you're becoming something that you really don't want to be anyway, and compromising that, it's not a good thing, man. I mean, it's like asking a woman to change who she is, you know, and try to get her to change her ways that she dealt with all of her life, and 9 times out of 10 they don't give it up.
Mm-mm. They don't give it up.
So I mean. Like, yeah, I agree with you. You know, sports is like a release, man. Matter of fact, I'm watching the Celtics So, hey, you know, she walks in here and says something to me, you know, she's going to be short like a midget with no legs, okay?
That's right. Good words. I mean, you know, it's like this. I grew up in New York. My day went like this. I go to school, get out of school, go to the pizza joint, give me a slice of pizza, bag of french fries, go hang out with my boys, or whatever. Go see a girlfriend or whatever. I mean, so then, and I get up, got older, went to college, blah, 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 blah. I had my whole life to be me. Certain things I liked, I didn't like, I was going to do, I didn't want to do. Okay? So I got comfortable being me with the person who I was. Then you get into this marriage, and you have to learn to take that person that you're comfortable being with and alter it. You got to alter.
They're like putting on a mask.
Hmm?
They're like putting on a mask.
Putting on a mask.
But we do it.
Yeah.
Not only do we do it, but we learn to do it well. To the point where we brainwash ourselves to make us believe I don't need SportsCenter.
Mm.
I mean, right or wrong.
Yeah, that's about how I feel. That's about how I feel. I don't need it.
So any of the fellas going here, you think your wife can brainwash you into not having sex anymore?
Nah, bro.
Hey, look, you know that's one of the, you know that's coming up.
You
already know that's coming up.
Yeah.
I mean, but you know, you see people, guys in the store, man, with their wives, and that look on their face is like, you know, I'd rather be playing golf. You know what I'm saying? But you got to do it. You got to do the dance. You have to do the dance to make this thing work.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And since Brian brought it up, you know. Well, I'm going to wait for a couple more people to get on because this one is –
I'm going to tell you what I do compromise with. I mean,
yeah.
I'm going to be honest with you. I'm not a flower or a tree person, man. But, you know, my wife get off on flowers and trees and want to go to nurseries and stuff like that, man. You know, it's like sticking a knife in my side. But I go. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's not my thing. Now, those kind of things, I don't mind compromising, but I'm not giving up sports things.
Yeah.
Not giving up Sports Center.
But look, did the vehicle have to change?
Oh yeah, the vehicle changed definitely. And we had Well, we had a little car, so it was one of those Celicas when he first came out. You know, that was my wife's thing. But family started getting a little bigger, so we had to change to, you know, a bigger car, obviously. But we didn't drive no minivan. I wouldn't own a minivan, man. You couldn't give me one.
Gotcha, gotcha. Yeah, yeah, I can't do the minivan. I mean, it's, listen, honestly, a good sports utility will do the same thing as a minivan.
Exactly.
I mean, it is what it is. She might not want to drive the truck because it's high up in the air, but that's a compromise. You can still fit the family, the relatives, everybody, and your luggage in a good sports utility.
Yeah.
And you're not giving up much because, you know, we can still roll with that to the Home Depot and we still look like, you know, a man.
Thanks, Tony. I roll up in the Home Depot in the minivan.
Yeah, but, you know, you also got your car. You didn't have to give up your car.
Right, which is true. Which is true.
You know what I'm saying? So it's not all about that. And then that goes to my next question, which basically what we've been talking about, how much of your DNA are you willing to negotiate for your marriage?
Mm.
And that's what made us the people who we are. You know what I'm saying? The people that we are is who we've been all our lives. And now, and that's our DNA, just a modern day term, but that's just who we are, that now we have to say, okay, what am I going to give up? You know what I mean? Sports center, you know, hanging out with the fellas. I mean, just ask a question. How many of your boys that you grew up with, that you went to college with, that you no longer friends with? Or you friends, but they just so distant that y'all maybe meet up on Facebook?
Yeah.
Because of how we're married.
Yeah, that's a good one too, Tony, because, you know, literally before this household stress thing, you know, it really wasn't any time, you know, where I hung out with the fellas at all, you know, because I got two small children and, you know, do a lot with them around the house and stuff. And, it, you know, it's just, you know, it's just not a lot of time where I, you know, was able to get out. And, I mean, it was before I, like, you know, it was a void that I felt in my life that I knew I needed this, you know, some sort of interaction with the fellas that I wasn't getting. But at the same token, how was I going to achieve that, you know? And until, you know, until this came along, I had literally, you know, just sort of said, hey, this is my situation, you know, once my girls get older and out of the house, you know, then I can go and hang out with the fellas again. But, you know, while they're young, you know, I really, or, you know, while they're, you know, their age, that I really didn't feel that, you know, I could, that was any time coming soon. So, but, you know, this compromise, I think you evaluate where you are and, you know, it is what it is.
And it's all things, you know, you grew up probably playing rec basketball or baseball or softball or whatever the case may be, and you meet your fellas on Saturday, you know, it was probably twice a week to once a week to maybe once a month, you know what I mean, maybe to once a year, you know, and you're like, you know, and then you find yourself getting out of shape because you no longer do these things. You know, so that's a compromise too. You know, but here's a question, and I'm gonna go ahead and ask it because Brian already, you know, brought it up. Why do you keep having the same conversations about sexual preference? And I'm not talking about preference as in male or female. I'm talking about with your wife. Why do we keep going over the same conversations over and over again? We're visiting and revisiting the same topics. You know what I mean? And is it because she doesn't really take the time to get to know you sexually or vice versa? And I would direct that to Brian.
Yeah, because he brought it up.
He brought it up. I'm going to let him knock it out the park.
Yeah. Without question, man. I'm going to tell you the deal on that one, Doc. The main thing with that is, man, is that when you revisit the same topic over and over again, man, a lot of times, man, as women get older, man, they lose interest in sex, man. And a lot of times, you know, their zeal to be intimate is not the same as it was once before, man. And as they get older, the desire changes. And when the desire changes, man, you revisit the same thing because, in essence, it's almost like pulling teeth, you know, and try to get them to revisit things of old, man. And it ain't happening half the time, Doc. And when they do, it's almost like you feel like they're doing you a favor.
Wow.
You feel like you're doing you a favor, you know. And then when I feel like you're doing me a favor, I ain't really interested in what I'm doing.
No.
I don't even get excited about it. You know what I mean? And I'm being real with you. No, sir.
Wow. I mean, but it's true.
Yeah. I don't need no favors, Doc.
It's true. You didn't get married because of what you didn't say. Hey, do me a favor, marry me.
Wow.
That's it.
You know what I'm saying? So how does it get from I love you, I want to spend the rest of my life with you, let's get married, to I'll be intimate with you because I know that's what you want?
Yeah, and that's the most awful turnoff there is, man. You know, to feel as if the person that you married and you love and you say you're going to be with for love for the rest of your life, you know, and those type of statements come out of their mouths, man. That's bad too and pitiful. I mean, I'm serious. You know,
yes. Brian, what I think that I don't think they realize how damaging that is to a man. And that's why I think that they don't realize how that rejection
absolutely
really takes a toll on us. And it's like, man,
yeah,
you know.
Because they always think that we are only interested in sex. You know, so they want us to go the mile and go around the outside to get to the center. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Right, man. You know, it shouldn't always have to take that. You know what I mean? It should take, you know, we also have to reinvent some things as time go on, because things do become kind of mundane and plain after a while. You know what I mean? And if you don't add any creativity to your marriage, man, you know, they do get tired. They get tired of the same thing. They think it's just a hump fest. You know what I mean?
And
that's one thing they're not interested in, man. You know, they're not interested in that. So
yeah, but I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I'm good, man. It's a sad state of affairs, really. You know, we really have to deal with these type of things because it's serious, man. It's serious because
it is.
Those little actions sometimes cause people to go outside of their marriages, man. And
that's
women
right.
don't understand it.
That's right.
Or they don't understand it. No, sir. And
there was an old saying that I used to hear, and it goes like, a way to a man's heart is through his stomach.
About?
That's a lie.
No, that's a big lie, right?
That's a bold-faced lie. You ain't got to cook for me. I know how to make reservations.
Okay.
You ain't got to do that. You know what I'm saying? I mean, thank you. I appreciate it, you know, but there's other things that we need. And you're right. They do flip it and say that we have a one-track mind when it comes to that. But
of course.
I disagree with that.
And it's sad. But why does the Word of God say be fruitful and multiply?
Yeah. That's right. You know what I'm saying? I think...
I'm sorry, go ahead.
I mean, I just think that sometimes the focus is on the wrong things.
Oh, yeah.
And when I say that, you know, she may go out and find out what kind of cologne I like. She may go to the grocery store and buy this certain type of food because that's what I eat. She may go and wash the clothes or whatever the case may be, or do these things that, you know, society has told her that you need to do.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? To make your man happy. But certain things that, I would think after being on these calls all this time, from what I've heard, is that we love the intimacy from our women more than we love the food, the clothes, the all this other stuff that is being given to us. We appreciate it, but it doesn't mean anything if the intimacy is gone.
Absolutely.
Follow what I'm saying?
Yeah. Tony, let me flip it around on y'all. Let me drop this 930 monkey wrench.
Okay, good.
Because literally everybody on this line right now can easily go to whatever store, whatever online website, and order up something nice that you know your lady would like. You know she would like. But the question is, could she do that same thing for you? Could she just go, you know, to the website this or go to this store and bring it home and she guarantee that that's going to be something that you like? And I think that that's, you know, sometimes the issue is that, you know, we know her and the things that she like, and we take notice of it. But, you know, when it's vice versa, it's not really that same effort or that same interest in, let me see, you know, what he likes. Without just coming out and saying, well, you know, what would you like me to get you? And I'm just like, what? You should know me. You know, well, you should know me. Go, just go and you know, see. Bring something back, and I'll let you know whether something, you know, cool or not. And it's like, you should know me, as the topic says. You should already know me. You should know what I like.
No question.
Yep, that's a good point. That's a good point. I mean, but why?
They want us to jump through hoops, man. And, you know,
yeah.
And then every time you raise the bar and you go out and go get that something special, so
yeah.
I mean, the next time it's going to have to be even specialer.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, the next time when you don't do it, then, well, I remember when you used to, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, it's a combination of, well, you know, the kids are around, and, you know, they take a lot of my time, and I'm tired at the end of the day, and I go to work, and I get drained while I'm there, and I'm like, oh, you know, you need to unwind before you get here.
But B, the whole thing is that next thing that you, I like that word specialer too. I might use that. But, you know, literally, to me, and she's going to expect you to know what that next level is. She's not going to come out and say, you know, it's not going to have the same effect if she came out and said, I want you to get this. And then you go get it and bring it home. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's going to have that different effect if you like, all right, I did this. Now I got to take it up a notch. So now I got to really, you know, dig deep, think hard, you know, do some research, you know, and then when you bring it, it's going to be like, oh, wow, you're so thoughtful, you
right.
know. But at the same token, on the flip side, I don't know. I don't
Go
know.
Ahead.
You gotta
Go
keep
ahead.
Raising the bar. You gotta keep raising the bar. And you gotta
yeah.
keep raising the bar. But like you just said, will they take the time to do the same thing for us? You know, the things that we like. Why is it that we always have to be the one to be the initiators? 9 times out of 10, women are not initiators, man, it means, okay? But they always want you to initiate. Even when it comes to intimacy, man, you know, when they are not initiators in a relationship, the first thing to come to your mind is, are you really interested? Are we just going through the motion of doing this because this is what I want?
Yeah, but I think it goes back to what Tony, you know, says a lot on his, that when and why did that change? You know, because at some point they did, you know, especially during the dating process, little notes on the car, a little special, you know, thoughtful gifts or whatever. So we know they got it in them, but they just stopped. And the whole thing is like, you know, back to the topic, just tying it back again, flip it around a little bit more, is to say, it's like, I know you by now. So I know you got it in you. What happened? I mean, what happened? I know we got kids and the mortgage and jobs and all that good stuff, but I know you got it in you. You know, so what happened?
What happened? That's the question. That's the question. And we can sit back and ask that question 100 times, and they'll use those excuses that you just brought up. You know what I mean? Or they just don't say anything. I don't know what happened.
I don't know what
happened. I mean, go ahead.
No, you're right. I don't know what happened. Exactly.
I don't know what happened. You know, some cosmic force came into this house and made me not want to, you know, get to know my husband. Because we're the ones, we wear that badge on our shirt, whether we want to or not, that we walk around with blinders on. We don't pay attention to their wants, their needs, this, that, and the other, you know. But and we're beat across the head with it so much that we forget that we got needs and wants too.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And it's like, what? But yeah, but what about us?
So what do you think about this, Ron? Think about this, right? A lot of times, man, you know, when women go to church, man, and they hear things in church, it causes them to change their perspective about intimacy, man. And then all of a sudden, they switch up because it's not right. But all the time, it was cool.
Yeah, I mean, I see where you're going with it. I see that as, you know, can be a possibility in some cases because, you know, it becomes, and it doesn't even have to be in the church. It could just be with that wife title, you know, whereas before she was the girlfriend. You know, now you the wife, mother. I mean, it's a different aura, I guess, you know, that, I mean, that it changes. And I think it's more, it's a mental thing, whereas we don't, I know we don't say, hey, you know, you're a wife now, you're a mother now, you know, we don't treat them that way. You know what I'm saying? We still treat them like the girlfriend, you know, if we doing our thing, because like we said before, still being thoughtful, still, you know, trying to get that gift or that something special or whatever to try to, you know, just light up their day. We're still doing that.
Get you the next level when you get married, though, because, you know, that girlfriend-boyfriend thing, man, you know, is one level. And then the level of marriage is another level. And then in marriage itself, the next level is that, hey, I have to see this person every day for the rest of my life.
Wow.
How much does that affect relationships?
I think it affects them more than us.
Absolutely.
Because, like I just said, I mean, I think we still treat them like the girlfriend. We still, you know, want to be with them, whereas they just like, man.
Is that a good thing? Just treat them like the girlfriend?
Well, I mean, I think so. I mean, because I think you're still in the old school days, like in that courting phase where you just, and that's an old word, you know, even courting is before my time, but I mean, you're still actively, it's almost like the pursuit, you know, you keep it interesting and you know, keep the flavor in the relationship versus just like, oh, well, you're here, I'm there, you know, we're here now, we've been married 25 years or whatever. So I mean, I think it is a good thing because if you lose that spark, then everything else, you know, goes downhill with it.
But don't you think that the everyday interaction, the problems, the things that you deal with every day, all of these things have an effect on you and your relationship, you know, because you can't run away from the situation, you can't leave the situation like you used to when it was a girl, you know.
Right.
Things you can face head on when you come home, you know.
Right. And
so,
she there. She may not have been there before when she was the girlfriend.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You can send her home, you know, with a token.
Right, because you just want to be by yourself. I feel you. And another thing, too, is that the whole thing about is that when we have a bad day at work, fellas, you know, we got something going on or the boss is this or the coworker did that, we want to be intimate with our wives.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas with them, it's the opposite. If they have a terrible day, it's like, get away from me. I just had to, you know, this person, we got in a disagreement. You know, that just ruins it for you. I don't care if you got flowers on the table, lobster on the table, you know, a violinist, you know, serenade. That will just affect their mood so bad where it's hard to get them out of that. And by the time they do, they'll be asleep. You know, they'll be like, go ahead.
But I mean, but why is that, man? I mean, is that just a blatant disregard for what's happening in their surrounding? I mean, think about it. If we bring our work home, especially a bad day, that pretty much is going to disrupt the entire family.
Oh, yeah.
Because everybody's watching to see what Dad's going to do when he comes home.
Yeah.
What kind of mood is Dad going to be in when he comes home? Is he going to be approachable? Is he going to be hugging, lovey-dovey? Is he going to sit down, grab the remote? What's Dad going to do when he comes home? So we have to pretty much iron it out, leave it at the job, and come on home. And just like you said, we may want to be intimate. But when you say intimate, is it intimate or burn off some steam? I mean, it is what it is.
All they see is that we want to burn some steam off. That's it.
Hey, look, because there are those times. Yeah. You know what I mean? Honey, I ain't got a whole lot of conversation tonight. Sorry. There's not a whole lot of conversation tonight, but the day didn't go well, but guess what? I got some time for you. Just help me out here.
You say you got some time for her? Like, it's all about you tonight. I got some time for you tonight.
I got some time for you. So I just need you to just hold me. You know what I'm
saying?
Yeah,
right. You know where that goes.
Yeah, but do they think that way? It just seems the X and O's just don't match up when it comes to that. Just like you said,
no.
They come home and it's like,
yeah,
I need some space. Give me a minute.
Yep. Give me a few hours. Get myself together. And then
when you're ready, and then they're not ready, and then you have to wait on them. And then by the time they get ready, you don't even want it.
Yep.
So like Tony said, be like, right. Well, I guess I can give you some time to, you know.
Yeah. And guess what?
Your favor.
I'll take it one step further. We're taught that all women want from us, and correct me if I'm wrong, is for us to just to listen. Sometimes we don't have to say a word.
Yeah.
They don't want to know how we feel about it. They don't want to know our opinion. They don't want to know nothing sometimes.
Yeah.
All they want to do is vent, and that's our job, to sit there and listen. Okay? So here's a perfect scenario. You come home, and it's one of them nights where, you know, you're feeling intimate. You're ready to go. But then here comes this brick wall. Bam. Bad day at work. So you're like, okay, let me do my thing, and let me just sit down and listen. And hopefully after I sit down and listen, then we can move forward with my plans. But then you always have, I mean, think about it. Aren't those the nights that we go to bed mad? Because we did what we were supposed to do, and it still backfired on
us. Oh, man.
That's the truth.
It's the truth, though. It's the truth. So, my next question is, how much time do you have? You know what I mean? Just like I said, if you don't know me by now, you'll never, never know me. How much time is that never? When it's like, okay, when you say, you know what, you're just not going to get to know the real me, what I feel as a husband, as a man, what I go through every day. I want you to sit down and pay attention to me, because we have to spend time, sit down and pay attention to them, the kids, everybody else. But when do we get it back? When does it come back?
All I can tell you is that a lot of times you don't get it back, man.
Yeah.
And it's, like I keep saying, and it's sad. How much time?
Mm-hmm.
You would think after all the time, years that you know you spend with your spouse, that they should know enough about you and realize when it's one of those days where it's not going to be much conversation and it's on. Okay, and what's wrong with coming to that sometimes rather than always rebelling against it? You know. Some days it's going to be like that. It's not going to always be intimate moments. It wasn't intimate moments all the time when you were dating. When you were dating, it was about chills and thrills. It wasn't about paying no bills either, okay?
Yep.
You know? So you would think that they would know that by now, you know?
Exactly.
And it don't happen.
No.
Yeah, but wait a minute. What if they do know, but they just... don't act on it. Exactly. Because I think they do know, but it's just like, you be all right. You be all right. Yeah, whatever. Yeah. Cause I think they do know. I mean, what if they just like, I don't feel like it. So, you be all right.
You don't even realize what you're saying right now. You don't even realize what you're saying right now. You know what I'm saying? That defies everything. That defies all the wedding vows right there, what you just said.
No question.
You do know. You do know what makes me tick. And yet still, it's not important to you. Think about it, man.
Yeah.
You do know what makes me tick because I've driven it home to the point where I'm tired of talking about it. So I know you know. But you just refuse to go down that road with me.
Oh.
And then it's like, okay, well, how come you don't hug me no more? How come you don't kiss me? How come you don't tell me you love me? How come you don't call me or come see me or send flowers to the job? Then all that starts to happen. We only got but so much strength, fellas. We can only put up with not getting what we want but for so long.
That's true. Say that again.
Flowers, you know, flowers at the job, I always say, flowers at the job is for the coworkers.
That's for the coworkers.
It ain't for her. Because it's like, oh, here they come lining up. Oh, you know, who sent you that? Oh, yeah, I mean, that's my husband sent me that. Oh, your husband's so sweet. You know, all that kind of stuff. It ain't for her. Because if she worked by herself in a building, that wouldn't have the same effect from flowers. Or it might, but not the same. Not exactly the same.
And you know what? You know what? And I'm going to say something. Because this is a grown man's conversation right here. You know that woman that would show up at the job with that trench coat on?
Wow. Whoa.
You understand what I'm saying? That woman that would show up at your apartment when you were single with the trench coat on? And you married her, and then she just disappeared? Where did she go? That's what I want to know. Where did she go? The one that anything goes. And now y'all got kids, and it's like nothing goes.
Wow. A lot of people won't even talk about it, but it's true.
It's true. How did we mess that up? Tell me if that's our fault. What did we do to mess that up? And we love it so much. That's like crashing your own car. I'm not going to crash my own car. I might crash your car. I'm not crashing my car. You see what I'm saying? That's how you know when people get mad, they burn their own house down. No, we don't do that. How did we mess that part up of our life?
That's crazy.
It's true though, man. I mean, it is. It's real talk.
I don't think nobody got the answer to that.
I don't think so.
I don't think most anybody want to really answer that, man.
I think really, you know, if we, like I said, we're all doing our thing. We're doing the flowers and the niceties and all that stuff. That, I mean, that would be one reason why, you know, to answer Tony's question, why we lost it. But we're still doing that, or we're doing that, or we picked it up recently, or whatever the case may be. So what now? You know, what else?
What now?
Yeah.
I think you answered the question a long time ago. They know.
You don't think it's a priority?
No, it's not a priority.
Wow.
It's not a priority. No doubt it's not a priority. And the sad part about it is that they know.
They know.
I'm telling you, they do know. But they
know.
Choose not to act upon it. You know what I mean?
They know. The sometimes, minute. Go ahead.
Yeah, I said sometimes I get to a point where I don't even ask. It don't even faze me sometimes, man. You know, because sometimes I think I'm a lot older than you guys, man. You know what I mean? And things change with women as they get older. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I'm closer to 50. None of you guys close to 50, right?
About half of 50.
Who knows? I'm not claiming that yet.
Yeah. So I'm just telling you, things change with it, man. You know what I mean? It's not the same. Their outlook on things I can tell you from experience, because, you know, I'm there, okay? You know, me, in my mind, I'm still 25. I can hit it every day if you give it to me, okay? But
yes.
In their mind, oh, no. It's like getting K-rations from military, you know? It's
wow,
bad.
Wow.
Yeah, for real. I'm telling you, man. No doubt. And sometimes you know, I have to, you know, luckily I love God, man, because it says, you know, you have to respect your wife as a weaker vessel, man, you know, honor as a weaker vessel. But, man, that's a tough one to swallow, bro.
Yeah.
That's a tough one to swallow.
Yeah, because it is.
It causes the mind to go all kind of places, man. And, you know, not like I entertain those, you know, those thoughts, but I'm just letting you know it causes the mind to go in every direction you possibly imagine. So.
Well, I mean, you know, honestly speaking, you know, if you've been a person at a point in your life where you did run women, where you would have three or four or whatever the case may be,
yeah,
being
exactly.
single or whatever the case may be, and now you got one.
Oh, yeah.
And that one that you have an issues with because they just refuse to get to learn you, get to know
yeah.
who you really are.
Yeah.
In all areas, your mind will go back to.
Will go back. It will,
yeah. Why am I putting up with this? I ain't never had to put up with this before. I just fire one and grab the next one. Keep it moving. You see what I'm saying?
And it's true. And
it's true.
Tony, that's a true, very true statement, man. Very true statement. And you got to be very careful, you know, to the things you allow your mind to entertain. Because I tell you, that, you know, it can take you back to the past. You know, you start finding those old phone books. You start finding all kinds of things. You start meeting up with people. You know, Satan do you know, divine setup on you. You know what I'm saying? You meet some. You see some old honey from the past. You know they that used to make you like shiver, and all of a sudden you just have to run into her.
You ain't seen her in years, huh? And then all of a sudden.
Yeah,
right.
All of a sudden. That's how it happens, though, man. I'm telling you. That's how it happens. You got to be really, really careful, man, you know?
Yeah, but I say this, fellas, that it's a reason why you didn't marry her.
No,
gotta
no.
be a reason. And I think that, you know, when we had a flashbacks or whatever, and then it's like, ooh, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
It was all sexual. You know, whereas we're with the woman that is sexual, mental, physical, emotional, you know, all of that. And we want her to just tap into all of those areas, as Tony just said, you know, it's all, you know, across the board, not just the sexual piece, you know. And so I think that we might lean on the sex piece too much.
Well,
whereas
can I ask you,
why
God places so much emphasis on sex?
Hmm? Say again.
Why do you think the God places so much emphasis on sex?
Why is that?
I'm asking you. I'm saying.
Oh, you're. I don't know.
We talk about it's not always the sexual piece, but they always play it down like it's taboo or like it's wrong. But
yep.
Yet,
yeah.
Why do they always play it down like it's wrong? It is not wrong. You know,
nope.
You know the word tells you to, you know, fast and pray for a little while, right? They come back together.
Yeah.
Double, double. So what it's telling you is, if you don't come back together with your spouse, it says the door is open.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel you on that. But I think the thing about it is that, and I'm going to have to drop this 10 o'clock monkey wrench, if you don't mind, Mr. Host.
Do your thing.
I think that we haven't articulated it in a way that they can understand. And what I mean by that is we've told them. And, you know, just like B was stating, we can all relate just immediately to everything that's been said right away. That's because we're men. We're head of household.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're talking to your wife, you can't say it the same way where you say to me or another dude, because it's not going to be received the same way. So maybe we haven't articulated in a way where they can, you know, they really can reflect and be like, man, maybe this dude is really serious about this, you know. So I think that maybe, you know, we have to use some different methods, because I think we might be going at it the wrong way. You know, maybe I'm wrong, but I think we're going at it like, you know, like, well, it should be this, you know, or let's do this or whatever the case may be. And she's just like, whatever, dude, you know, or she's not taking it serious because of the way you present it. Hope y'all can follow where I'm going. So, I mean, maybe we need to go a different route with articulating what we need to her in a way that she can understand and realize that, hey, this is serious. I'm crying out to you. I'm telling you that this, you know, is important to me, and you're disappointing me, or whatever the case may be. I mean, I think that, you know, I don't know. Maybe I'm. You know.
So you're saying our dialect is all messed up.
yeah, because they're wired. We talk about all the time, Tone. They're wired different. So we think it's like, okay, here's point A. We need to go to point B. You know, straight line. Whereas with them, you got to, you know, go around the mulberry bush. You got to come at it. You got to, you know, make a left here, make a right there.
That's the problem.
B. And
that's the problem right there. Just what you said is bad.
What's the problem?
The problem is we go around Minnesota Avenue. See what I'm saying? Go back up Wisconsin. Come all the way back down Georgia Avenue, and then we try to make our point. We done lost them on Georgia Avenue. You see what I'm saying? Because now they think that it's really not that serious because we didn't come at them directly.
Mm.
I think we all need to go to the store, buy a chalkboard and a piece of chalk, and just write it. This is me. These are the things that make me tick. If we do these things, think about it. I mean, just like a teacher does.
Yeah.
And I'm not belittling the marriage at all or
right.
the wife's, you know, ability to comprehend.
Yeah.
But I just think that sometimes we need to be straightforward with the things that are important to us.
Yeah.
Because if any way that gets mixed up, they're going to take us for bad and be like, well, you know, I heard you say, but you didn't make it sound like it was a big deal.
Mm.
But how many times have you reiterated the same point over and over again that you really think that they don't understand what you're saying?
I think they don't. And I think Rodney, I don't know if he's on here, the other Rodney, he talked about that last week about, you know, his door keys. And you know, just coming, he said he comes up to the door and he's got a lot of keys that look alike. So every time he's fumbling, you know, trying to get the right key to get into his house, you know. I don't know if he's on here or not.
I'm on.
Oh, okay. Oh. Yeah, if you could tell your story, brother, because I don't know. I know I messed it up.
we were briefly talking about, and I used the illustration of a key, that if I'm at my door, I come to my house and I got a key and it's not working. And I know most of us, probably all of us, have at least done this at least once, in trying to put the key in the door and it doesn't work. I'm not going to go run, look for another house to see what key this one goes to. I'm going to find the right key. If I got to go through three of them, I'm going to find the right key to get into this house. And basically the illustration was describing that sometimes we've just got to learn how to communicate with our wives, and if this thing isn't working, then we just need to try something else. But we don't go and change houses just because the key isn't working.
What if you wrote him a book?
Well, I think Tony was actually onto something with the chalkboard brothers. And, you know, I say that because women do receive better when it's written down. Because I know when I'm talking to my wife about the finances, you know, if I'm just talking to her, like, I know exactly what's going on. I'm flipping stuff in the mind, like, yeah, we got this coming on the 15th. I got that coming in on the 18th. And it's like a science, and you just got it down. But just relaying that to her, she's just like, what? You know, what are you talking about? So until I put it in paper, she's like, oh, okay, I see this is coming in here, and this is the 18th. Okay, now I understand. So I think that Tony was right to say it's not that we're belittling the fact, you know, her comprehension, but you may need to go about it a different way, and maybe a chalkboard with a piece of chalk might be the right way, because once you put it on the board, it's on the board, and it, you know, it doesn't have the same sting, I guess, you know, versus if you were verbalizing it, because you might have a little, you know, tone and, you know, all that kind of stuff in it. But you just put it on the board and just write it, you know, and say, hey, this is me, a little stick figure, this is what I need, blase, blase, and just walk away from it. And then she could sort of see it and maybe receive it that way.
So have you ever thought about it in a way that I'm using my brother's analogy about the keys, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he said he'd go to the door, and sometimes the key don't open the door, and he fumbles around. When he's fumbling around trying to find, and he fumbles around until he finds the right key. But do we also sometimes think that, on the other hand, it could be some other things going on, and, you know, your key might not fit anymore because somebody else didn't open the door?
Oh, wow. Wow.
Well, let me.
Rodney, have to clean that up for you.
Yeah, I was going to say. what would you do in a literal statement that you're at your house and you fiddling around your door and you fooling around with the key trying to get in the door? Do you just quit trying to get into your house? Or do you think, I pay mortgage and this is my house?
Hey. That's good work.
Yeah. Hey, look. My first marriage, right? I only been married twice. I'm not going to make it sound like I had 20 marriages. My first marriage. My ex-wife and I, we were just not getting along at all. Nothing was right. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was over long before we even got divorced. Anyway, we were living in the same house, and she didn't speak to me for 4 weeks straight.
What?
4 weeks straight. Matter of fact, make it so bad, I saw her in Walmart. Living in the same house, now I passed her in Walmart, and she didn't even acknowledge me. That's how bad it was.
I don't believe that. 4 weeks.
I'm trying to tell you. Listen, 4 weeks. I don't know how many calendar days that is, but
four weeks, brother.
So listen. I had to write her an email saying I want a divorce.
Wow.
That email was the most effective thing that I could have done.
Wow.
Now think about when you write a chick or a female a love letter. And that love letter, they just, whoa, or a nice email or something, and it makes their month. You see what I'm saying? So just like what you were saying, Rodney, women like to read stuff.
Yeah.
You put it on paper, they're going to read it, and they're probably going to receive it.
Mm-hmm.
Because then she...
They're going to use it against you.
Man, she got that email back and said, how can we make this work? I said, after 4 weeks of no conversation, we can't make it work. I said, that's the only way I can reach you. She came in, she said, well, how come you send it to my job? I said, because I know you would read it.
That's right.
Hmm. Not only do they read it, they'll reread it.
Yep.
We read it. We talking, and they're not hearing us.
Yep.
We talking, and we've been saying, just like Brian said, how many times do you have to tell them? We say it so much, they can finish our sentence.
Yep.
Absolutely.
But it means nothing.
No.
There's got to be another way to come across and say, okay, these are the things that are important to me. And it's not even the intimacy part. Sometimes, you know, we come home from work and we just don't want to talk. Just
right.
Give me this minute. Let me just, you know what I mean? Don't ask me what's wrong, what happened. None of that. Just give me a minute. Let me compose myself, and then I'm going to come kick it with you.
Yeah. And Tony, my man Rodney, is he still on? You still on, Rodney?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I think last week we talked about that after the show was over. It's funny that all your stories are coming back for the group, you know, today. Cause we were up late, you know, last Tuesday after the show was over. I don't know if you want to tell that or not about how you, you know, had to write the letters, you know, for, you know, to kind of get your message across.
Actually, it was just a reversal, but yeah. And as I was listening to T, I was thinking about that. So it's funny you brought it back up. But I was saying that in a previous relationship that I had, there was a young lady who I just wasn't an easy type person to talk to. You know, I get all defensive and I'd blow up or whatever the case is. And she would, instead of trying to talk to me, she after a while she kind of just figured out was. That wasn't even an option. So So she would start writing, she would write me a letter and then and just leave it at the house or mail it to me, whatever the case is, if, you know, we're having our time in and out of the relationship, whatever. And that's the way she would get, she figured if she wrote that, then I'd have to read the letter without interrupting her talking. And that's the way she felt that she can communicate with me without me cutting her off. Of course, I could throw it in the trash, but I never did. I read through the, and I got what she was saying after the fact, and so it really weighed on me after the fact. After we got out of the relationship and everything just dissolved. But I thought about it, and I was like, you know, if I had just took a second and just listened instead of running off at the mouth and cutting her off, I would have understood her point where she was coming at. And one of the things that we were talking about also last week, I believe it was last week, and I had asked the question, I don't know if this was before we had, this was after the call or what, but I was talking and asking Peyton if someone had broken to, what would you think about a Christian woman who unloaded a clip on her husband? And I don't know if Peyton's on it or not, but he had said something along the lines, I don't remember word for word, but he had said something along the lines of, well, I'd say she wasn't a Christian. And I said, well, let me finish. I said, now what if I told you that this husband was supposed to be out of town, he came home early, but didn't have his key, so he decided instead of waking her up to come through the window to get into the house, and that's why she ended up shooting him. So my point in saying that was sometimes we don't listen to our wives completely. So we'll take a little bit of it and just blow up or run with the story without really finding out the truth or find out what's driving all of the conversation, what's driving the point that she's trying to make. So if we were able to do that instead of cutting them off, maybe we would understand a little bit more of what they're saying.
Good words. But what if you already passed that stage, and you heard so much that it's no cutting off to be done? I mean, you already know the scenario. I mean, how often and how much do you have to always be the one to say, I'm not listening?
Wow.
You know, why does it always wind up being, you know, you or me or tomorrow or the next person?
Why is it always us instead of them?
Yeah, I'm just saying. I mean, are we that naive to believe that there's no comprehension on their behalf or somebody else's on our behalf? And, you know, the understanding that we were seeking is there, but, you know, you just choose not to, just, you know, to respect what that person's saying?
Well, I think the end of the whole matter rests with me. And I'm not saying that they're always completely right. Well, I think we know as human beings, none of us are completely right. Really, being in love is really a matter of tolerance.
Yeah, I mean, but for you, it'd be like putting a mask on, saying that you know, this is not who I really am. I mean, I'm just going to have to, you know, subject myself to these things and receive them regardless, because I'm the man. Mm-hmm. How long are you going to be the man and keep receiving and keep receiving the nonsense that you know that they understand?
Well, I guess, for me anyway, I guess it's a matter of, do I have anything to work on? And if that's the case, let
examining
me work
yourself on. Basically is what you're saying.
Say it again.
Examining yourself is what you're saying.
That's really all I can do is what
okay.
I'm saying. I would like for them to change, but then I got to think to myself, is some of this me? And do a self check, and then I know there's issues and struggles in me. That I'm not doing everything right. Now, am I saying they're doing everything right? Absolutely not. Am I saying it's difficult because I'm hanging in there, quote unquote? Absolutely. But until I'm confident that I'm perfect, then there's really nothing I can point. I can't point fingers at anyone else. And what that means is simply I can't go nowhere.
I do want to correct one thing you said. You said, you know, none of us is perfect, and that's not true. My ex-wife was definitely perfect. Why are you laughing, Brian? You knew her.
I know. That's why I'm laughing.
I need to correct that, all right?
I stand corrected.
Let y'all know.
Hey, let me ask a question.
Yeah.
Let me ask a question. Do any of us find ourselves being somebody else when we're not with our wives? Like if we're out with another group of people that have known us for a while, that we can let our hair down and be who we want to be, but then when we go back home, we have to be this other person.
Man, that would suck.
You know that's right.
I mean, it happens.
Well, it happens.
It happened to me my first marriage. I couldn't be myself with her. I just couldn't. I mean, and I don't know why. You know, I think that I had messed up so much I couldn't even come back normal. You know, so, I mean, it was definitely self-inflicted. It was definitely my fault. But, you know, I had done so much, told so many lies, I just couldn't come back. I was just so deep in it. There's no way I could come back and be me. You know what
I like
saying?
That, man.
You know, not to that extreme, but, you know, sometimes, you know, we get into a relationship and we have to be this person for this woman. And now, you know, it may not be who we really are comfortable being, if that even sounds right.
Well, I'm going to tell you what, and with my ex-wife, I was trying to be this perfect Christian guy, and I could never be Christian enough.
Hmm. Wow.
And I don't know if any of y'all are dealing with that, but that's
a high standard.
I'm telling you, the most freeing day for me was when I realized that God made me the way I am, and he loves me as I am. I didn't have to be some weird Christian nut.
Yeah.
I could be me
right.
still be a Christian.
No, that's right.
Yeah, still be a husband.
That's
how about
right.
That?
You know.
Because it's somebody else's expectation, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So for me, that was a gold star day.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think that's real important that we realize that we need to accept people where they are, and our wives. It's not my job to fix my wife, and it's
there
not her job to fix me. That's the Holy Spirit. If they're Christian, that's the Holy Spirit. It's not my job to fix her. Sometimes I get so upset and I walk away and go, Lord, you need to talk to your daughter.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
I can't.
Rodney dropped a monkey wrench. Rodney, who's your monkey wrench at 9:30?
I dropped several. You just missed it.
I got one. I got one. The topic is, if you don't know me by now, you will never, 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 never know me, which is by that song that so many people have written. What I want to talk about right now is the man code.
Is the what?
The man code.
Okay.
The man code kind of is symbolic to on the street as keep your mouth shut, you ain't see nothing, you don't say nothing. Even if you know, if you saw it, you keep your mouth shut. Don't run your mouth. The man code for us is there's only but so much we're going to tell our wife. We don't share everything. I'm not saying that there are secrets that we have, but still coming up, we know, you know. I mean, we all watch Eddie Murphy. It wasn't me. I know you see me on the camera, but it wasn't me. You know what I mean? That type of thing. So when we go into our marriage, and some of us have, maybe not necessarily anybody on this call, but we go into our marriage with those same traits, is if we don't share everything, how do they really get to know us if there's information that we've been holding back?
By not being critical of you when you do say something and not throwing it up at you afterwards.
Wow. Brian, you sound like a woman right there. I mean, literally, because I know, and that's a great monkey wrench, Tony, but I know you guys have heard from your wife what Brian just said, that you're not critical, you're not throwing it up back at me, judgmental, because I know I have. I know I have. I don't know about you, Tony. But I have.
I have to the point where I felt guilty about it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was like,
that's
man,
what
maybe I shouldn't have said that. Mm-hmm. I mean, we slippery, man. We just by nature we are. We slippery creatures, man. We you can't hold my feet to the fire, nothing. You know, no, it wasn't me, no, yeah, whatever. Tell white lies, whatever the case may be, just to stay squeaky clean. But there's certain things that we just don't share with them.
Yeah, but I mean, there's certain things that you can't share with them.
Thank you.
Think about
it.
You go out, some fat honey walks by, and you say to yourself, "Hey, like, get me some of that." You gonna go home and tell your wife that? Lying, crazy, or stupid, one of the three. Baby, I was out today, and this woman walked, she was fat to death, and all I thought about was nailing that thing. Come on. That's honest, right? You want 100% honesty? Come on, man.
Yeah, nah, but that's a little bit extreme.
So between that and not saying anything, there's got to be a line.
Yeah, you're right.
Because you can't. Guys that say, "Oh, I'm 100% honest," they're lying right there.
Yep.
Because
you can't tell me some little thing don't walk by you and you double think about it, double look at that, and you're gonna go home and tell mama, "Oh, baby, I sinned. I looked at this woman and I thought, man, she fat."
Well, what did the movie say? You know, you can't handle the truth.
I mean, you remember that movie? There was a movie with Mel Gibson where he could read women's minds.
Yeah, what women want. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We did that one night.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, you know, truth be told, if we really heard the truth, we probably wouldn't want to hear it from them either.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. And, I mean, that's really the truth. I mean, there's some things that don't need to go back. You know, you need to take that up with the Lord. Lord, I need some help because, man.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, I'll give you a perfect example. Let's just say certain things about your woman that she's not telling you. Hmm. That could actually help you. But she doesn't want to bring it up because she don't know how you'll receive it. Like, she likes men with, you know, that are in shape, that look like they've been working out, they got a physically fit form.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We get old and we lose it. Maybe we had it, but we lost it, or what the case may be. We're not even working on it.
You pulling up a one pack.
You pulling up a one pack or a keg. You know what I'm saying? You know, but see, that's vital information. Because then, you see, she doesn't want to tell you that she still admires men with nice bodies, even though that's as far as it goes. But she still admires looking at guys at the gym or wherever when she's going walking or whatever the case may be. But she wants to see that in us. So she's holding back that little bit of information that we could probably use and say, you know what, let me go back and start working out again.
But the
just
funny
to give
thing
what
is,
she wants.
We think the same way.
Exactly, about them as well.
You know, I mean, she's not going to look like she did when she was 20 years old.
Mm-hmm.
You know, 25 years later and three kids down the road, it's just not going to be that way.
Nope.
Now, that doesn't mean that doesn't still look good to us. Mm-hmm. It doesn't mean that we don't still love our wives. But truth be told, we'd rather have that, you know, that body she had when she was 21.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if we're really being honest.
But do we say that?
Heck no. You aching for a shaking, man.
Yeah, I mean, you know, nobody wants to sleep in the doghouse. It's cold outside.
That's right.
Especially at night.
Hey, baby, you don't lay off that Big Mac. You know, you think, like that. You're crazy. Hey, I've been noticing, you know, you've been putting on a few LBs, baby. Mm-hmm. You know, put the candy down. You know, what's that cellulite you're driving? You know, you don't say stuff like that.
You don't. So that's that communication barrier that prevents us from knowing our spouses, I think.
Now, what do you say when she says, "Do I look fat in this dress?"
Hell yeah.
Does this skirt make me look fat? No, baby, but those three damn Big Macs you ate did. I'm sorry.
That right there is a tough one, brother.
You know that. You know the question. You know, how does my butt look in this? It looks big like it always does. Now you know it's one of them. I'm sorry. See, y'all done got me stuck.
I mean,
hey,
but
y'all
but,
get that question, or is it just me?
I mean, there's a lot of truth to it. There's a lot of truth to it, and no, you're right. We don't have the guts. I know I don't.
No, I don't.
I'll be like, yo, you look all right in it. I like it. I mean, it is what it is. You know, because you want to keep the peace. You know, nobody wants to be put on.
What is true honesty?
That's what we talked about earlier. What is the true honesty? How do you ever get to know somebody if we got these protective smoke screens up half the time? That's the question. You know, we're always watching out for each other's feelings, but we never tell them what really is the deal. Like, I would appreciate it if you were to lose 20 pounds.
Wow. That is a harsh one.
Wow. And then add Tony's signature, because I said so.
No, that don't work at that particular time.
That don't work at that point. You got to let me know when I can use that, because I ain't used that one yet, because I said so.
Hey, look, I haven't figured it out yet. I haven't figured it out. But
I think Brian has the answer for that. When do you pull that one out, Brian?
Pull what out?
Because
you need
I said
to lose
so.
50 pounds because I said so.
Oh, I would. See, I'm the type of person that would say it though. I really didn't want to comment on that, man. Because see, I don't have no cuckoos when it comes to stuff like that, right? I'm just being honest with you. You know, I mean, hey, Andrew. Matter of fact, when we were at bowling. You remember when my wife was talking about my look like I might have gained a couple of pounds or something. You remember hearing her say that?
Yeah, she said, "Man, are you pregnant?"
She said something off the chain, but you know, I kind of was nice then, but I let her know after the fact. You know, seriously, because you know, I mean, I'm like, hey, if you could put it out there, you could take it.
Yep.
That's me, you know. You can put it out there, you can take it, you know. Lay off the cake and the candy, you know.
I think we could take that better than they can.
Oh, no question.
I think they say, hey, man, you know, you getting a little tummy there. Yeah, okay, and?
But is it an issue when they don't say it, though?
Huh?
Is it an issue when they don't say it? And they just see it, keep it to themselves.
I think most women do it to themselves.
I don't have no problem with them saying it because I can accept the truth.
Yeah.
Well,
you know, I can accept the truth.
You always sexy to me, Brian.
Yeah, okay, sexy. You wild boy. You're a wild boy.
Okay, well, it definitely makes sense.
Oh,
it
no
definitely
problem.
Makes sense to me what he said, you know. And again, there's that unspoken language that we avoid, that we dance around, you know, because of the feelings and the whole doghouse thing. We don't want to be in the doghouse, so, you know, I understand that point, you know. But it's still the fact still remains, and I think we spoke about this earlier. Do they take the necessary steps to get to know us and what we like and what we want and what really matters to us the way we do them?
So how would you feel if your woman just came off and told you you haven't been satisfying me? You really didn't
care. Y'all boys, wow. That's heavy.
That's heavy, but guess what? It happens every day.
Sexually, right? You are talking sexually, right, Brian?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
You know what I mean? I mean, seriously. I mean, imagine if they just came off and told you that. I mean, how would you feel? You know, I mean, how much would your ego be crushed? You know what I mean?
Okay,
Think about that. That's a blow.
Yeah, but take it there. Take it to that point. And then tie it back to the point where you said that the older women get, the less they get interested.
Absolutely.
And the less they get interested is because you done got weak in that area.
Yeah, and it ain't, and that's the truth.
That's the truth.
I guess that's the time for that blue pill.
You know, hey, you know.
It happens.
That's the case, and that's what you got to do. You know what I mean?
Then that's what you got to do. You got to take care of home.
You do what's necessary to take care of home. You know, if you're willing to go that far, I'm like this. You know, you have to do what's necessary to keep home right, okay? Believe
it.
Without question, you know. So if that's what you want to do, do it.
Hey, I don't know about you
taking that blood pressure medicine.
If that was the way it was, I'd be snatching that pill quick.
Damn right.
Somebody say something about blood pressure medication?
Yeah, don't mix it. That's what the disclosure says. If you got
blood
pressure, you can't take the blue pill.
You know what it also says? It says if you have an erection for more than 4 hours, seek medical assistance.
Yeah, but
and
hey,
that ain't for you. That's for her.
Yeah, and I always hear that, and I'm just like, so what if you had one for like 3.5? Don't. that's too long too. But they said no, you gotta wait till 4 hours.
4 hours. By that time, you'd be asleep.
Be on oxygen. That's what that means. Go with them.
Be sleeping on your back.
That's just on your back.
Wow, you know that?
Oh man!
But Tony, let me drop a 10:30 monkey wrench. if I may, just to tie back to your topic tonight. If you don't know me by now, you'll never know me. What about the fact that we're always constantly evolving? Like, I'm not the same man that I was 10 years ago. So, isn't there something, you know, that needs to be addressed as well, to say that, you know, what I liked 10 years ago may not be something I like today? You know, aren't we constantly evolving? And shouldn't we be evolving? And granted, what we've been talking about tonight is that, unfortunately, it doesn't seem like that they're evolving with us. You know, but it's kind of hard to, you know, get your hands on something or wrap your arms around something that's constantly changing. So is that, you know, do we need to give some slack for the fact that, you know, we're, you know, when I say evolving, we're improving. You know, we're getting better in this area or that area or whatever. So, you know, do we need to take that into consideration when we look at our wife and say, you don't know me, you know? Because
the real
question
is, are we really getting better?
Exactly.
Or are we just shutting down?
Wow.
And I think that, let me try to bring this out. Why would it be an issue? You say if you're starting to evolve, okay, so why would it be an issue for a woman, like, if she was with you all of this time and she knew the things that brought you to a place that she really enjoyed, and she knew if she did those same things now, that she can get that same reaction. Why is it that he won't do it?
But maybe it don't get the same reaction.
Maybe it does.
Maybe Maybe if you gave it a shot.
Thank you. That's my point. Maybe if
that's
you gave it a shot.
Maybe if you tried it out.
That's the point I'm trying to make. You can't go by. Okay?
It's funny how y'all dance around stuff.
I don't dance around it. I'm like, hey, if you did it then and it was exciting then, what makes you think it would be different now?
And that is a $64 million question that you just asked right there. What changed between then and now? Just like I said earlier, for those that weren't on the call, we're not going to crash our own car. If we enjoy doing something, trust me, we are not going to intentionally mess it up.
That's right.
By any means.
That's true.
They can say that we're not the smartest creatures or they mature more fast than us. Guess what? We got that part. We ain't going to mess it up. That's like your paycheck. That's like you getting paid and you find a way to get fired. We just don't do that, man. You see what I'm saying? So why would we take something that we really enjoy with our wives and figure a way to not get it anymore?
Because that was the hook and that was the setup.
Wow.
I believe that too, Andrew.
That's the setup. It might be the setup. I believe that too.
I'm just putting it out there, man.
I'm starting to believe it more and more.
It is a setup.
It's a setup. It is.
I'm
going
to do what's necessary to get you where I want you to be, and then after that, I can change.
Yep. And never take the time to know who you really are. Never take the time to know the man that I married, because it's not important. As long as we serve our role and do what we're supposed to do, provide and all those other things, do the flowers, remember birthdays, anniversaries, mm-hmm. when we can remember them, keep it moving. That's what we're supposed to do.
Because I did the things that I thought you would like. You know, it wasn't that I really liked them, but I did
right.
it. Right.
Oh, man. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Preach it, brother. Preach it.
You know what I mean? I did it because I know that's what you like. But it wasn't something that I really liked. So I found myself in a position that I was doing something that I really didn't want to do.
Mm-hmm.
It's true.
It is true.
That's how they roll, you know.
It is true. And you can take that all the way back to the beginning when y'all was dating. She did things that she never knew she would do.
Yeah.
But she found out you was a good cat, so she said, you know what, let me just do these things. I ain't really got to do it, but I'm going to go ahead and do these things so I can be mission accomplished. And once I get my mission accomplished, then I can go back to who I really am.
Yeah, she's
thinking somebody else is going to do them, so she better do them.
Hmm. Well, that's when you get them done. You get them done in the beginning, and then when they feel threatened.
Yep.
Those two times.
That's right. You got that right.
I don't think it's on the normal. I don't think it's just the normal. Let me just do this because I love them and I know this is what makes them happy. I know this is what's going on. I mean, do they do anything just to keep the peace? I don't really know if women have figured that out. Well, let me just try to keep the peace. I know this makes them happy. I know he ain't going to be mad or whatever the case may be, so let me just try to please. Now, I'm not just saying all women. I don't want to make it a blanket statement because a lot of women do. They aim to please, but at our expense. I think sometimes.
Mm-hmm. And another thing was the topic we used a while back, and with women, a lot of times they keep score, you know,
mm-hmm.
the things you do and what you haven't done, and all those things add up to the reason why you're not still getting the same things you used to, you know, and it's sad.
Yep.
They keep score.
Yep. That's crazy.
That too.
That's crazy.
But it's true. And they be holding stuff against you and you don't even know it. And then 10 years down the line, well, you know why I didn't do it? I stopped doing it.
And I know we keep going back to the intimacy part. But it's just not me bringing it back. We all keep bringing it back, so I ain't going to complain for that. but anyway, when do we have to come to a place where phone sex is not a good thing anymore? Especially when that's the person that you married that you used to have it with before.
text advances, sexual advances to your wife. When do we have come to the place where, that ain't cool no more, but we used to do it before? Yeah, we just settled to the point where it's like, okay, well, you know, I guess since we married, you know, that's not fashionable, or whatever the case may be, whatever the word you want to use. You know, those things that, things along that category are no longer cool because now you're married, or no longer, I guess, respectful.
Well, why don't we date our wives anymore?
Because they don't want to go out.
You're talking about dating. I'm talking about phone sex.
Well, you know, hey, things lead to stuff. I'm going to tell you, well, no, we can't say that. I mean, but things lead to stuff. I mean, y'all know that.
Yeah.
I mean, you'd be like, hey.
But see, the point that I'm trying to make here is not to, is not to focus that much on the act, but the things that we like that we can no longer do with the person that we love.
Well, you know, first of all, you know, I don't know about all y'all, but, you know, BS, you know, we had the freak, and then we had the one we married.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
You know
oh,
what
yeah.
I mean? We had the freak that, man, anything went. Twosome, threesome, anything went. Around the world, you name it. But, you know, you weren't going to marry her. You know, because you knew everybody else been around the world. Hey, I'm being straight up, man. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, man.
And we knew we weren't going to marry her. And she was a straight-up stone freak. And then when we got with the one we married, we knew what we liked. So we kind of broke it into the one we were going to hook up with. And she was like, okay. Well, maybe. And then she got you, and she's like, okay, that's out. And she was like, well, what about this? And she's like, no, I never liked it. That was, you know, we tried it, and now we don't have to do it.
Wow.
You know?
Wow.
Just put your box of tricks away.
And there is style.
Wow.
Hey, you know it's true, and that's the bottom line. Okay, because the real bottom line is, you know, we were some freaks. We got out there and we found a freak, and we weren't taking that home to mama. But then we tried to get our little church girl to be that little freak, and she was like, okay. And then she got you. And she bust out, well, you know, that was never me. I tried it for you, but I don't like it. Am I lying? Brian, am I lying?
Oh, no. He's lying. I don't think he's lying.
Oh, no. No, you're not lying.
Okay, that's the real deal. Okay, we thought because she bought into that. See, she bought into that because she knew we were freaking anyway, and she wanted to get up. That's the setup.
So basically,
I could be wrong.
Well, you sound right to me, but basically, you can't have both. I'm not talking about the round the world chick. I'm just talking about, you know.
You're going to get caught. It's going to cost you half.
I got $3.
Wow.
You be like a pack of wood.
Mm-hmm.
Half.
But Tony.
Yeah.
Is it possible, I guess, can they really know us? You know, just is it possible that? I mean, is it even possible? Can they really know us? Because, like you say, I mean, we don't tell them everything. You know, and it goes vice versa. But I mean, can they really know us, or is it always going to be some things that just they won't ever figure out? And That's what I want to know, is that is it possible? Because this whole thing, you know, this the whole backdrop between, you know, for household stress is that we don't communicate well.
Yeah.
And
yeah, but I don't think they can ever really know us because they can never have the responsibility of being the head of the house.
Now you're getting it. Now he's
okay,
getting.
They can never really understand it because it doesn't matter. They could never understand that we are responsible.
Yeah.
They can never understand the bottom line is it's on us. They can be a great help, but they can never grasp that. It's like trying to explain to a child what it means, you know, to be a responsible adult. They can't get it. They have no concept of if you don't pay the bills, you don't have anything.
Yeah.
You can't explain that to a child that has been taken care of their whole life, that it just doesn't just happen, that you walk out every day with the thoughts in your mind, I better make this happen because it's on me. And as the head of the house, they can't understand that. Unless they've been in that position.
And because in some way, mentally, they can, you know, get their minds around that. Go ahead.
The bottom line is, as men that stand up for our families, we take hits that they can never understand. We swallow stuff that they never can deal with or understand or need to.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's our job to take certain hits. And for us to run home and try to get them to understand it, there's no way that a woman can understand the pressure that a man has to deal with. I mean, just walking down the street. Okay, you walking down the street, and a dude ain't acting right, and you got your lady there, there's a pressure that comes on you. They don't understand. They'd be like, oh, just don't say nothing. And they don't understand that you can't allow somebody to disrespect your woman because a guy will take that as weakness. But there's no way you can get a woman to understand the way a man is because it's in us to want to protect and to take care of. And that's what God puts in us. And as men, you know, I'm not talking about man that walks out. I'm talking about man that stands up for his family. A woman can never understand that. In my opinion.
Good words.
Good words. That makes perfectly good sense too. You know, so to a certain degree, they could probably never get the full grasp of who we are and what we do for those that do handle their business.
Yep.
But for the part of us that they need to know about, the intimate parts, the parts that we grew up wanting a motorcycle. We grew up wanting a sports car. We grew up saying, when I get to this point in my life, these are the things that I want to own. These are the things that I want to have. And then to get this family and these kids, now you can't have these things anymore. So you give these things up, or these goals that you set for yourself. You know, I like to travel the world. Okay, but now you got this family, you can't travel the world. Or you got to put that on hold. So all these other things that made us who we are get actually added steam to our vision, giving us all the motivation to be successful in life, these things that we wanted to get, we can no longer have them. Do they take the time to say, okay, who is this person, and what got you to this point? You know what I'm saying? What makes you tick? You know, like a friend of mine, perfect example, my neighbor shoots skeet, you know, and, you know, that's pull, pow, you shoot I guess they call it a skeet.
Play pit.
And he said that one Sunday, two Sundays ago, he went out with his wife, and he shot 100 of 100.
Wow.
Skeet. 100 of 100 in, I think, like 2.5 hours. And he had five other guys with him, four other guys with him in the group. You know, and we're sitting down talking over dinner, and he's telling me about this. And I said, that's what we live for, days like that, when you can reach your maximum potential at what you love doing, and you have people around to watch you do it. You know what I'm saying? That's just like somebody playing baseball and batting whatever, 500, 1,000, or bowling. You know, you go out and bowl and you roll a strike every time, the whole time. And you got your whole bowling team there to sit there and watch. See, that's what those moments is what defines us, I think. Because we can put we can say, okay, we got the job, we got the kids, we got all this stuff. Yes, but it's those moments that keep you up at night saying, man, I really did my thing today. And when your wife takes that away from you, what do you have left?
Dirt.
I mean, it happens. Like, you guys bowl, right?
Oh, yeah.
And what would you say a good average is for you? Perfect score is 300, right?
129.
Yeah. Hmm?
I'm just messing. Good average?
Yeah.
I guess it depends on the person.
Okay, but let's say a good average is 250. That's where you are.
You don't need to move, I can tell.
Huh?
Yeah. You're not a bowler.
I'm a golfer. So it's a little different.
No.
So. But I do know a perfect.
There's no human on the planet that averages 250.
Okay, well, look. But that's a good average, though, is what I'm saying.
Kind
let's just say that's a good average.
Yeah.
Well, let's just say 200 then. Is that better?
200 really separates your men from the boys.
Okay, so let's say you're a 200 bowler. That's
right.
What you are. But this one day, you bowl a 300.
Right.
And all your boys are there, your wife is there. That's the defining moment in your sports life because you're not a pro. You're a weekend bowler. But you go in there and bowl a 300, you're in the zone. Those are the moments that that define us as men. That's what I think. There's some other things that do, but those are the things that we say, you know what, this is what I've been waiting for my whole life. Is to have this championship moment.
The nice thing is if you can share that with your wife.
Yeah.
And I really think one of the things that's really important is that husbands and wives do physical activity like that together. And most of the times the wives, that's not their thing. But if they'll sacrifice that, we'll do other things that they really like. But we want our wives to be there. You know, and I'm going to tell you, and I'm going to tell on Brian, okay? Brian and I have been bowling for years together. And 2 years ago, his wife joined our team. Now, my wife's been on our team the whole time, okay? And because his wife joined the team, okay, it let him see things in a different light, and their relationship got better.
Mm-hmm.
Am I lying, Brian?
Nope. If I was partaking in everything that she wanted to do, but she wouldn't participate in anything I wanted to do. Absolutely.
And just that little thing of her saying, okay, I'll do this. I have noticed over the last 2 years their relationship better than ever.
Mm-hmm.
Because she was willing to say, okay, I'm going to come into your man world. And I don't think enough women understand that. It was funny because you talk about bowling, right, Tony?
Mm-hmm.
After church on Sunday, I went to Golden Corral.
Okay.
And who do I see? Your wife and daughter.
Okay, all right.
And I said, where's Tony? He's playing golf. I said, oh, wow. I said, I'd really love to learn how to golf. I mean, I got some clubs. I don't know how to really golf.
Uh-huh.
And I said, I'd love to get out there with me and my wife and just run around and golf and hit the balls and stuff like that. And she said, yeah, but I don't want to do that. And to me, spending time with my wife doing things like that is enjoyable to me because, I mean, I got married to be with her.
Yeah.
I mean, we have to be with each other all the time. But those kind of things, like I said, you know, like I saw with Brian and his wife, and I really see that their relationship really changed when she was willing to do the things that she didn't particularly really like, but he saw the sacrifice on her end, And I think that loosened some things up for him.
Yep, okay. Yep. But you know what? You know what? And I'm glad you said what you said, because that kind of ties into this whole thing that we're talking about. The fact that, now see, my wife actually went with me 3 times.
Golf?
But not to watch me play golf, but to watch Tiger Woods play golf.
Yeah, she told me that. She told me that.
Yeah, and then she walked till she couldn't walk anymore. And she had to sit down and said, I can't do this again. You see what I'm saying? She gave it that college try.
Mm-hmm.
Now, and that's cool. And I explained to her. I said, there's some things that you and I are going to do together, and there's some things that you and I are not going to do together.
Right.
Golf is the thing that you and I are not going to do together. I mean, it's really that simple.
Right.
You know, I love you. I want to spend, and actually, how I roll, I go to work, I spend time with Sandra. When I go play golf, I don't spend time with her.
Oh, y'all work together?
No. I'm just saying, the only time that I'm not with her is when I work and when I play golf. That's it. She got me all the other times.
You got to play golf, man.
Hmm? Yeah, but me and you can roll. But see, when me and you get out, and just like you said, you can't tell them everything. When you and I are on the golf course, we're going to have conversations that may not pertain to wives.
Right.
That may not even be comfortable for them.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? We need that.
If you wanted her to be there to spend time with you, that's a different issue.
That's a different issue. I wouldn't spend time on the golf course.
I understand.
I'd take her to the beach.
but whatever your thing happened to be, if you want her to spend time with you, you know, I think that would be a situation that you know, she should consider doing.
Yeah, for sure.
And if you don't want her to do that, she doesn't want to be there, cool. But if you did, you know, because I don't know how long it took you, Brian, to get your wife to join the team.
20 years.
Okay.
Listen. So, Brian, you just answered the question. My question is, how much time do you have? You don't know me by now, you'll never know me. How much time do we have to get you to know me? You just said 20 years. It took 20 years for her to know this is what I enjoy doing. This is what makes me tick.
Yeah.
Either jump in, you know, either join or, well, I don't know. If you can't beat them, join them. And then you got it.
But with him, it wasn't about the bowling. It was about that she was willing to sacrifice for him.
Yeah.
That's what made the difference. See, the difference was that I was always willing to you know, to go to your job Christmas parties, you know, and sit there with those bougie people, right? You know, I would do that, you know. And anytime you wanted to go to the flower shop or to Michael's, you know, she picking up stuff that look like weeds to me, and I don't even know what you're doing, okay? But I would go, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
But I enjoy softball, you know, I enjoy bowling, things of that nature. But you couldn't even come out to the game to watch me play ball. You feel me? You couldn't even come to bowling and watch me bowl. You know what I'm saying? And that was a problem. That was a problem for a long time.
Wow.
But it never stopped me from watching ESPN. No, I'm joking.
Funny. So what time is it? Does the Sports Center come on now? I think it comes on at 11, if my memory.
Yeah, well, she think you on the call, so you free to watch it.
Oh, man. I might turn it on for y'all tonight.
Yeah. But see, but listen, so it all came back around full circle. I mean, and that's a prime example of her taking the time to get to know you.
Absolutely.
And even if it's 20 years, man, as long as you're still married, you got time.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? So that's it. As long as you're still in the game with her, she's got time to get it. It's whether we're going to exhibit the patience to give them. And I think that everybody on this call has definitely got enough patience. I mean, 20 years for her to step up and say, okay, well, I'm going to be a part of this thing that you love so much. It's huge. And just like Andrew was saying, I think that my wife will go If I said, come on, let's just go golfing, you can sit in the car or whatever the case. Guarantee it might be me. It might be me, Andrew, his wife, and my wife going golfing, having some fun. That's fine. And I'm pretty sure she'll show up.
But they enjoy it when you let them in your space too, though, man. You know what I mean? Because
yeah.
That's something you enjoy. That's something that's your private time. And when they feel as if they are part of your private time, it makes a big difference.
Exactly, exactly. But then there's some times where I'm with the fellas, I don't want her there.
Yeah, true that.
That's my time.
No.
And when we get to the point where we sacrifice our time, I mean, the question I asked earlier is, how much of your DNA are you willing to negotiate for your marriage? And that's when it's like, okay, well, I'm going to give up my time. But our time is what keeps us sane. I truly believe it. I truly believe that, just like we talked earlier, our time is when we get home and we need that unwind time. That unwind time keeps us sane, keeps us from doing something that we're going to regret later.
That's so true.
You like that boxer in Venezuela.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all see that, brother?
Now, what,
yeah.
He beat up the whole house?
Huh?
Did he beat up the whole house?
No, well, he had beat his wife up and put her in the hospital. And then 2 days ago, he killed her. You know?
He needed something a little bit more than unwind time. Something was wrong with that cat.
I think something was wrong with him. But like you said, you may do things you don't want to do.
Yeah, exactly. You know, leave me alone.
So things can happen. I mean, it's easy to say I wouldn't do this, I wouldn't do that, I wouldn't put my hands on this and that. But you don't know, man. Sometimes you don't know.
You don't know, man.
You
don't know.
We're not beating
on
anything.
You're right.
You know?
You don't know. You never know, man. You never know when that thing inside you is going to snap. Then you're going to lose.
No, especially if you're getting ridden every day.
Exactly. But not only that, especially if you've been holding it, you've been grinning, bearing it every day. And you've been just holding it, keeping your mouth shut, and going with the flow.
I'm telling you.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, man.
Yep. But anyway, it's 11 o'clock, gentlemen. It's been a good call. I'm getting ready to shut this thing down and go on the open mic. Give me one second.